ISIS, get the fuck back inside, you dumb bitch.
And here we are. This is the bonus episode. There'll be another one coming later today. It's just a piece of shit from earlier this week.
I think people are going to like the piece
of
shit.
Oh, yeah, it'll be fine, but, you know, you get two today, so
that's a
complain.
Bonus, guys. Hey, mm-hmm. Thank your pal Stav, a man of the people, who wants our shitty episodes out there.
Mm-hmm.
Because if I drove a half hour, at least hear a sort of riff for an hour, you know? That's how
I
feel.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
We got big, big fat nuts Jake in the building.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Hello.
Yeah, what's Adam's gone back to Africa.
Mm-hmm.
Another little trip to Africa. I was laughing about imagining Steve Harvey, like, doing a very anti-Black Panther joke. He saw a Black Panther and he's like upset about it. And he's like, they come from a country called Wakanda. What kind of name is that? Why didn't they pick a real Black country? How about Zaire? How about Chad? How about Hotlanta?
They come from a country called How You Gonna?
Yeah, yeah.
Why you How gonna? You finna?
How come? Yeah, why come?
Oh,
that's
man.
Good.
I am from why come? Why come you do this? Beat your kids, Africa. Please beat you.
Well, Africa's ahead of the game because they train their kids to beat themselves.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
To shoot. Mm-hmm. They go straight from beat to shoot.
Yeah. Sometimes they do it nude.
That's right.
What was that guy? That fucking warlord?
Idris Elba.
General butt naked? It was Idris Elba. New James Bond.
Everyone's getting mad. They're pissed off that the new James Bond is going to be nude with a bone through his dick. Yeah, shrinking everyone's head.
We heard what you were saying.
Right.
You wanted more representation.
Yeah, the main villain is just a photographer. The guy's got a camera.
He's got a cigarette lighter.
Trying to give him condoms.
Yeah. What is this cue? It's a pair of pants, James. My name is Toby. Like that's not really what you're supposed to say, but okay.
That sounds good, man.
Yeah.
I'd watch the fuck out of that.
Yeah. You ever do that thing where you're like, I'm going to watch James Bond movies today, and you watch like 5 minutes of one of them, and you're like, oh, these movies suck.
Yeah, they're corny as shit.
Yeah.
They're all bad.
Yeah.
But there's so many of them that it's like, you know, I can't, you want to sit there and consume 45 movies.
And there are those old conical titties that I love so much. With the big puffy nipples.
Yeah.
Which
welcome to the cone zone.
I don't know what happened to the world, but that titties aren't like that anymore.
Yeah.
I've seen maybe in my lifetime.
It's, you know, it's just the bras. It's
but like, also I feel like nipples were puffier. It's probably climate change.
So like the moon or something.
Yeah. No, I feel like it was more
the bras were
cone
shaped, so there was more room for a diversity of nipples inside.
That's why Al Gore's so angry.
Yeah.
Fucking cone titties went away.
That's right. Tipper's got the most conical ass titties.
That's why they call it. That's why
life.
Her name's Tipper.
Yeah. That's why.
She fucks him in the ass with her fucking cone tit.
That's if you want to be successful in politics, you have to have family members with retarded names.
That's true.
But this is my. My name's John. This is my brother Zipperhead. This is Kurt.
You gotta have a Jim Bob.
K U R N T. This is my son with extreme Down syndrome. His eyes are completely sealed. Where am I? Quiet, Kurt. Daddy's trying to become president. I can't see anything.
Sarah Palin's got Trigger, right?
Trig.
What are the other? What are some other
Trigger?
Doesn't Jimmy Carter
Tag Romney?
Tag. That's right.
What a terrible name.
It's ridiculous.
Tag Blip. Blap, boo. These are my Republican children. Blip, blap. Crap, down. Blip, down, and bad.
My man Mitt Romney went to a Utah
this is like
jazz
a toothless.
Game. Yeah.
A toothless guy on a porch just pointing at wasps, naming them.
That's how.
Jab, dip, jab, ship, dab.
That's what's in the Mormon, the secret Mormon, like. The back of the secret church that women aren't allowed into, that guy's in there. Romney went to a Utah jazz
This is my
game.
Son. Romney. GURP. Yep.
So he went to a jazz game, and he was, first of all, he was wearing a jersey over like a suit, like a dress shirt tucked into khakis.
Uh-huh.
But also the jersey he picked. The Utah Jazz, they have so many great players. He picked There's two white players. Mm-hmm. He picked the one that was the best one is Joe Ingles, who's Australian. He didn't even pick him because he's an immigrant. He picked fucking John Stockton's son, mm-hmm. who they only signed because of nepotism, who has never played at all for
He's never
Jazz.
Played any basketball.
He's literally just, they just signed him at the end of the season. He didn't play at all in the series. He like, they don't even sell that jersey. Yeah. He had to have the whitest member of the Jazz team custom made. Yeah. He couldn't wear any other jersey.
Oh, he's my favorite player. Oh, very much so. I enjoy his,
he looks like
there's
Adam.
Something about him. I don't know what it is, but I
such a smart player. Yeah.
The only thing would better would be if his name was Blurp. Blurp Soccer.
Yeah.
Hornhole. Oh, this is my son Hornhole. Yeah. Oh yeah. No, we he was conceived on Nantucket.
Mitt's crazy though. He's like his dad is from Michigan, right? But they went to Mexico
the
first.
Out? Yeah.
Yeah, oh, that is the funniest clip of all time.
Have you seen that clip?
No.
Oh, you haven't?
It's from like the 2012. He's like campaigning and he's just taking a picture with all these black people and he's posing with them and then he goes, who let the dogs out?
his racist inner monologue just slipped out.
He's trying to fucking like relate to them.
Yeah, yeah. Who
let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out?
Dude, that's my favorite shit, man. Like when McCain was like, thank you, daddy, Yankee and shit. Yeah. Like try to fucking slum it with black people for a day.
Thank you, daddy, Yankee. Yeah. My favorite part about John McCain is apparently he calls his wife a cunt all the time.
Hell yeah.
That fucking rules.
Listen, you fucking cunt.
He calls people chinks all the time and shit. He's just like, I'm not apologizing for
I mean, honestly, if you've been in that fucking prison that long,
if your shoulders
I feel like
have
you
been
get
broken.
A pass.
Listen. Well, he gets a pass for the chink thing, kind of, because he has an explanation for it, but the cunt thing is just like...
Well, they were all female guards.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They were all Chinese female guards in Vietnam.
And they were all his wives.
Yeah, they were all his wives.
He was married to all of them. Listen, you fucking cunt.
Listen, you cunt chink. I love you so much. I never want to leave this place. I hope they don't rescue me.
He was bad at flying planes, though, right? Like, I know
Trump is right about that.
Trump is actually right that he sucks at flying planes. Yeah. He only got to do it because his dad was, like, in the Navy
Slippy
or something.
He was
shit.
Always fucking yelling at him.
I like people that don't get captured.
That is such a good burn. Yeah, just like, you've had such a harder life than me. I have just waltzed into being rich by being racist to black people.
He fucking rules. He rules.
Yeah, he's so funny.
There's nothing better. There's nothing more endearing than unchecked, unapologetic privilege.
It's got to be undeserved.
To a point where it's like when was it Eliza Schlesinger went on that rant and she was like, "I grew up upper middle class and I fucking stayed that way through hard work." That whole rant about how fucking lazy people are.
Dude, they all do that shit. Yeah. Every fucking rich bitch with like free rent in this city is just like, you know, I earned this.
Work
you didn't
harder.
Work hard enough
or whatever.
The best people are people who just fucking own it. I got this roommate. I live with this black guy that's just like a Trump Republican.
Hell yeah.
But he owns like this custom made jacket that's got this like severed Trump head on the back.
Whoa.
When he told me he was a Republican, I was like, "What's? Well, then why do you have the jacket?" And he just goes, "Odette, that's for the girls." He just blatantly lies.
Yeah, yeah.
To fuck women in Bushwick, dude.
Yeah,
he's like my hero.
That's a thing
rules.
You can lie about. You don't really start to get into trouble where you're like, no, I don't have HIV. It's the Charlie Sheen special.
Yeah.
Wait, he's a Republican? Just is he poor? Is he rich? What's going
he's
on?
Rich.
A Republican.
Is he Diamond and Silk?
The Republiblacks. That's my new podcast, The Republiblacks. Where I just do impressions of different black guys that are Republicans. And then see if you get people to listen to it. And then at the end, like, you know, a couple months in, it's like, it turns out it's just one white guy. Yeah. It's a friendless white guy.
Yeah.
Like, see, there are black Republicans. Like, oh, no.
I do love that shit.
Same thing as last time.
I love that shit. Someone was like, I saw a fake account called The Dope Conservative.
Yeah, it's always like that in comment sections. It's like, As a black man, I'm always wondering why. Like to disrespect the police. I'm black myself, and I think it's disgusting what those people. I mean, we do.
Those diamond and silk people just got like straight up paid.
Yeah,
and I think they just didn't get like give a fuck.
Yeah,
like if you just opt out and just stop giving a fuck about politics altogether, pay me enough money, I'll say whatever.
Oh yeah, that's where we're at.
We're a psyop. Yeah, we've been paid by the Trump administration.
Yeah, I'm actually a U.S. Army project to see how jacked a podcaster can get.
Yeah. Wouldn't it be so fucking funny if it came out that we literally were like part of the alt-right? Like we're like on someone's payroll to.
Well, you know, so many people probably.
I mean, we literally are on some.
You're
get
right.
Paid by
we're ground funded by them. Yeah, it's grassroots alt-right, actually, yeah. If you think about it.
All alt-right stuff is grassroots.
That's true.
Trump was a grassroots president.
Yeah, I guess he literally was.
Yeah, I just want to so go retarded. Back to like just not caring, which I'm already there, I think.
Yeah.
You know, after the Me Too thing, it's like, all right, I'm done.
Why?
I've been through enough of these like get madam ups that happen online that it's like, yeah, I don't.
What's the next?
I feel like I'm thoroughly just not.
What would have to happen for you to care again?
Another 9/11.
Then you would like a tear would well up in your eye and you would suddenly get patriotic or something.
No, I don't think I'd fall victim to that.
It'd be cool if you started getting into like country music and shit.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, that's the kind of thing
I could do. Weird fucking turn. You got a brain tumor late in life that turned you into a fucking hick.
That would be awesome.
Yeah,
that'd be funny.
You go Dennis Miller. Wasn't Dennis Miller liberal before 9/11?
Yeah, a lot of people were.
It's hilarious.
That's what
9/11 broke a lot of people.
Yeah.
Yeah, Hitchens was fucked up by it.
Damn, Hitchens isn't even American.
Yeah, I know.
The fuck does that British piece of shit care?
There's a lot of people that just started hating Muslims and they couldn't.
Mm.
It's the Islam thing. Yeah. He when you watch Wild Wild Country, there's a clip. It doesn't credit him, but you can hear his voice. Mm. It's him like narrating a video of like one of their weird nude fucking cult freakouts, and it's just like these savages completely driven insane by the Quran. You know,
yeah.
It's just a bunch of fucking hippies.
Yeah,
yeah. He went crazy. I don't know. Who else?
My dad, I guess. He
oh, really?
Yeah, he started disliking.
My parents did not give a fuck. They did not, like, Greek people just didn't care at all. Like, everyone was, like, sad for a sec, but they don't fuck. They didn't hate Muslims any more than they did before.
It made me like Muslims. Yeah. I thought it was pretty cool. It was like,
they're very resourceful.
Well, I was pretty convinced like that Israel did it, so. I mean, I didn't really see how Muslims are involved. Clearly the Jews. You know, none of them were in the towers that day.
Oh, yeah, they all called out.
Yeah. All the Jewish
people. I love that one, dude. That's the best one. All the Jews that worked at the World Trade Center took their vacation day that day.
Yeah, they did a flash mob.
Fuck. Damn.
Oh, boy.
You think Trump's going to try and do a 9/11 just fuck it up so bad?
No, but he, there's going to be... North Korea is going to give up its nuclear program. It's a peace treaty. Yeah, it's disarmament. There's going to be a unified Korea, and it's going to be Trump. Trump did it.
That is so funny.
That's the funniest shit ever. It's just breaking people's brains.
Yeah.
I've seen people try to like argue their way out of that. Well, it's like actually, you know, he shouldn't get the credit for it because somebody was like, you know, somebody on Facebook was like, actually, I think the credit should go to Kim Jong-un's sister.
No, really? Were they trolling? Yeah.
No, it was just some fucking idiot, man. Everyone's politics just broke out.
Yes, queen.
Women are incapable of being authoritarian nutjobs, so there's no way that Kim Jong-un's sister is not just like me, a woke American girl.
She's empowering women by killing people and feeding them to dogs.
Yeah.
You know, for other women to rise up.
Feeding people to dogs in Korea, that's the balance. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. I see where you're going with it. Yeah. There's the yin and the yang.
Right, exactly.
It's usually
you eat a certain amount,
people.
You got to...
Exactly. Like if we were feeding people to cows here, I wouldn't have a problem with
that. Absolutely.
That's what we should do. We should round up all the Indian people and feed them to cows. It's what they want.
That is true. That is in the... Hare Krishna book.
The Hare Krishna.
It's in the Hare Krishna
they have a
book.
What is their book? Not the Kama Sutra.
Clifford the Big Brown Dog. Yeah.
There's one though, right? Not what's the Bhagavad Gita? What the fuck is that?
Bhagavad Gita?
Yeah, what is that?
The Bhagavad Gita.
In a Bhagavad Gita, baby.
What's the Inagata Devia? Isn't that the Hindu text? The sacred text?
I don't know.
Hey,
what the Bhagavad
Mom, you got the Bhagavad Gita. Yeah.
There's different Bhagavads, and they're all like, I think that's what Hinduism is like, you know, those are the like religious texts, I think. Mm. Bhagavad Gita is the one that has like that Bible. Oppenheimer quote in it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
Become death, destroyer of worlds.
That's a pretty badass quote, actually. Yeah.
It's like, it's you know, Oppenheimer was like, when we finally make this bomb, I'm going to say that shit. And then, like, 4 months later, they made the bomb, and then he was like, I've become death, destroyer of worlds. People were like, damn, dude.
He had it in his
put
drafts.
That on a plaque.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
He's like,
dude.
I've got the sickest tweet planned.
I'm going to drop this shit. It's going to go off.
when we kill all those Japanese people.
Yeah. He was a fucking, like, Louis J. Gomez monster energy guy. Yeah, yeah.
It was awesome. I'll give it to
him. Fingerless gloves.
Yeah. I always, like, all these people had, like, regret and shame after... You know, Hiroshima and Nagasaki, like everyone involved was like, what the fuck is this? Like, the next war is going to destroy the world. With the exception of Paul Tibbetts, the pilot of the Enola Gay, who would then go around the country doing demonstrations of how he killed the Japanese. He would fly like a replica plane. He'd be like, and that's when I dropped a bomb on all those idiots. Those slant eye motherfuckers. I got them.
Serves you right.
Bum, bum, ba, 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 ba. And imagine going to see that. I don't know what's worse, being Paul Tibbetts or being the guys that are like, do you want to go to the reenactment of the massacre? Like, yeah, they have
innocent people
right,
caught up.
They got beer battered ballpark pretzels, I think.
Oh, yeah.
And then afterwards, there's a kite festival.
Mm-hmm. Well, what they serve is mutated fish sticks.
Yeah.
They serve fucking the three-eyed. I just watched that Simpsons where
Burns
is running for
yeah,
what is it, mayor or some shit, governor? I don't fucking know.
I don't know.
But
ahoy, hoy.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm gay.
That's good.
Gay, Mr. Burns.
Smithers,
that's
I'm gay.
Yeah, yeah. Me too, sir.
What? Damn, Smithers pounded off to.
Yeah.
Burns a lot.
It was heavily implied that he was jacking off quite
for sure. Yeah, yeah. For sure. That one app where his screensaver is like
yeah. Hello, Smithers.
Yeah.
You really turned me on.
Like it's so much weirder that he wanted to fuck Burns than that he was gay. You know what I mean? It's like
that makes sense.
You think so?
Yeah.
He has a daddy thing?
Yeah, he does.
Oh yeah, because Mr. Burns is like a million years old.
But he can't fuck you hard.
I used to do Simpsons trivia. Mr. Burns is 104.
Is that a fact?
Yeah.
How old
so it never changed.
I think
right?
He was 106 in one episode, but I think, yeah, he's 104.
Yeah, because everyone's
I think.
The same
I don't
age.
Know. I used to just sit online and do Simpsons trivia.
Oh, on the internet?
Yeah, when I was like 11.
Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Did you win anything from it, or was it for the love of the game?
Yeah, it's just. I had Simpsons
to get
autism.
Pussy.
Yeah, yeah.
Remember before I knew that you could like look at pornography and yell at people on the internet when I was a kid, I used to go to like discoverychannel.com.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, just yeah. Actually use it
yeah.
Like in the most wholesome ways. Look up ladybug facts and shit.
Fuck, man.
Yeah.
I used to play.
I remember using the like Encyclopedia
Britannica
to like look up the Hindenburg disaster, how thermonuclear weapons work. I was like obsessed with war and like, yeah, it's like massacres and shit.
I loved Middle Ages shit. Like I love fucking like just feudalism and shit like that.
Yeah.
Like King Arthur. I wanted to know if that shit was real and shit like that. I love that shit, dude.
That shit was cool. It's cool. Like learning independently as a kid, you're like, oh, I can see why they decided to do school. But then they put,
yeah. Then they put you in that fucking dumb gay fucking building.
Yeah.
You got to learn stupid bullshit.
You should be able to learn on your own.
Yeah.
That's why my child will have an iPad and a mother and no father.
I'm just going to put an
iPad. I'm going to send my son a new iPad every month in the mail. Daddy loves you.
I'm not telling you where I live.
I live next door. I just won't come over. Yeah. Like, your father's gaming. Your father decided it was more important to play Battlefield than be involved in your life.
Do you guys remember
my
those?
My son's name Smithers. His iPad's like, hello, Smithers.
Damn, dude. And then if someone wants to get at you, like get back at you, because of the you'll have so many enemies at that point.
Yeah.
They could do that movie Old Boy, but it's your son fucks you.
Yeah.
You look like Mr. Burns, and then he fucks you.
Yeah, I don't think I have that many enemies. I guess Tom Myers is now an enemy. It's weird because I was able to like trick Tom, and I had the same relationship with Tom that everyone else does, which is Tom, great set. You know, like which is all anybody does to Tom Myers, and then something, I guess, like when I showed everybody that Ed Schrader video.
But we've been talking about that for a year. People knew about that.
Yeah, I don't know why Tom has it out for him. I've never said anything bad about him other than just like point at him and be like, you have to see this.
Yeah. Well, we've definitely said bad things about him.
Of course. Yeah, but it's like, so has everybody.
Yeah. You know? Well, but I think it's literally when people started tweeting at him that he realized, like, because he doesn't understand that people are basically making fun of him, everyone who interacts with him. But because people would tweet at him, and it took, I guess that's what the sheer
also,
volume.
If you're listening to this, don't be mean to Tom.
Yeah.
Like, just appreciate him for being. Tom's not an asshole. Tom's just an insane person.
Yeah.
There's no reason
beautiful
to be
soul.
Abusive towards him.
It's like going to the zoo and throwing rocks at a
right.
kangaroo.
Well, it's like Chris Chan. It's like some people take it too
he's
far.
He's like Harambe.
With Chris Chan, it's like Chris Chan's just like a retarded man. Yeah. And he does enough on his own that you can laugh at. You don't have to, like, you know, like threaten him or scare him. Yeah, there's no reason to do that. Just appreciate him. I don't know if you saw the other day, but Chris Chan tweeted. I have to pull up the tweet because I want to make sure I get the wording exactly right. But, you know, he always needs money because he's got these ongoing lawsuits with GameStop.
Oh, no. What was Chris Chan willing to do for money?
Did I show you the tweet?
Yeah.
It's so funny. And then he gets people send him money, you know, and it's presumably to keep the lights on at his house. And then he just, like, the lights still get shut off. And then he's just posting pictures with, like, new Legos.
He's playing Wii on, like, a generator.
He tweeted, everyone, pull yourselves together, and if y'all want to see another house tour video, $200 directly to my PayPal gets y'all the house tour, inside and outside. No negotiations on the price.
Okay.
And
so he wants people.
He did a house tour for free, and that's when people saw how fucked up the house he was living in is.
Right.
And then I think like the Department of Health got involved. And then this is part of a tweet thread. The next tweet is, anyone living locally to me in Virginia or visiting Charlottesville, I'll give y'all BJs for money too.
Jesus Christ.
Serious. This is serious.
Yo, you know there's one like completely brain broken motherfucker that was like, dude, I'm about to get blown from Chris Chan as a bit.
He's going to get stung by the cops because of that fucking sex trafficking law.
Yeah, dude.
I'll give y'all BJs for money.
Y'all want some beat? The word y'all is
this is like a down home BJ, dude.
Yeah, right.
It's like very casual.
It comes with fixins.
Beat off into this biscuit.
Why don't you slather my cock up in some cream chip beef? Suck it off with some little smokies.
I was gonna cook up a mess of BJs.
Why don't you suck this hollandaise sauce out of my asshole? we're just reckoning to do some BJing this morning. Yeah, for delicious breakfast time, classic meal, hog and eggs.
Salute. Can you just say you're gonna suck people off for money on the internet?
Yeah, if you're retarded.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, that's the loophole, the legal loophole. Yeah, technically, if you're retarded, he got us again.
Just imagine being part of working at the district attorney's office that has to deal with Chris Chan and the numerous charges against him for assaulting GameStop employees. And you're like, you're going to work. It's like 8 a.m. You make good money, but it's still like, You need to like pull that big file and put it on your desk. Just read about this autistic man that's macing GameStop employees and offering to suck people's dicks on the internet
because
for Lego
the Sonic
money.
Cardboard cutout is a different color of blue than he likes. That's not the official blue.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if he does a mass shooting. That's probably the next step.
You think he's got it in him?
Virginia's got real lax gun laws. That's I would not be surprised.
You can buy a gun technically if you're retarded.
And you know, at the if Chris Chan did a mass shooting where a bunch of people died and it was him, you know, if he got like 70 people, he broke the record.
Damn,
or whatever.
No way.
If that happened,
yeah,
it like we would all just be like. And that's the show. You know?
Yeah, but that's nothing, all, folks.
There'd be nothing else that could ever top that in terms of like events. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That would be just the great.
Like Jake Tapper reading about going into the background of him.
They would have to spend years.
Manifesto. Exactly. They would, Sonic and GameStop and shit.
Well, when he lost the competition for the best Parappa the Rapper impression. To Liquid Chris, that's when it became clear that Chris was not headed in the right. Sorry, Christine. I don't know if we should misgender her.
Oh shit! Is it Christine?
Yeah, it's Christine. Though. I love that. I mean, it's so funny. His journey here is because it all started. I mean, he had the comics, but people didn't really know who he was online until he published that video. They're like, "It's wrong to be gay," you know, standing in front of his house. So it's like this homophobic retard.
Y'all want some blowjobs?
Yeah, yeah. I'll give you all BJs. Yeah. I mean, it's like the fact that he wound up. I mean, when he became trans initially, it was like, what the fuck is going on in his backyard, digging up his dead dog, tucking his penis through his legs, going saying, "Would you fuck me? I'd fuck me." And it's like, well, I guess. This can't get any crazier. He's like in jail and an online Lego prostitute. I got all right.
Salute to a real one, Christine Chan.
Yeah,
a beautiful woman.
Nah, he's got to break Stephen Paddock's record. He's gonna team up with that Chinese woman that assisted Paddock.
Oh, nice.
Avoided all charges.
Nah, he doesn't have. She doesn't have it in her, dude.
Yeah,
you know. Beautiful Chan. She's a lover, dude, not a fighter.
Marlene, what was her name?
I don't know.
Marianne. Remember Marianne Stephen Paddock's
Wong?
Girlfriend?
No.
The Chinese woman that
She bought him a bunch of jade and other rare Chinese elements.
Brought you
him.
Jade from the Far East.
Yeah, yeah.
Many
and
oils.
A secret talisman. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, you got me jade.
There's a mummy trapped inside of this.
Did you see how Trump said he was talking about the special or the Paralympics, and he was like, "I watch some, but not too much. It's kind of hard to watch, you know."
Yeah. That's the thing. Is like
he's so fucking funny, man.
He's
ooh.
The thing about him is he's like he's just honest. And that's what people don't like about him. Is he says shit that people just can't stand.
The saying it's hard to watch though. It's like. Like not being like it's not good or it's like kind of boring. You said it's hard to watch.
Yeah, they're not very good at the sports, you know. Yeah. I mean, who wants to watch that? You know, some guy can't
slam
dunk.
The form is all sloppy. The shot put guy forgot it was a shot put, thought it was a giant chocolate chip, and started trying to eat it.
How about shit put? You just launch a turd out of your ass across the field.
Oh, straight out of your ass.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. They just drop on the ground because it's physically impossible. It's just people just bending over, just shitting as hard as possible. The turds just still drop out of their ass in between their legs.
Like,
and here we have Marcus Dietrich from Germany. It's the record holder, 2.5 inches.
An all Schnitzel diet is how he.
And he's. And he scored a zero.
It would be interesting if society rewarded that to see how far we could shoot shit out of our asses.
Desmond Feverberg from South Africa. He's an interesting competitor. He's only 22 years old, but he's been shitting since he was an infant. And let's see what he can do for us here. Yeah. and he scored a zero.
Nah, dude, I guarantee you some shits I've taken.
No one scores anything. They just stand in a circle.
Russian guy with like steroids and shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Jacked.
Yeah, Dmitry Vladishenkov is next from Russia. And his father actually invented the sport as a way to keep his family warm before they were executed. And he scored a zero.
No, dude, you've never had a shit rocket out of your ass before?
Nope, never.
Jake?
Yeah.
Come on.
It's real, dude.
It's real. Here's how you would have to train.
Damn.
You'd have to eat a gassy food.
I guess that's what coming is like for women.
Yeah. Yep, yeah. It's like shit rocketing out of your pussy.
Mm-hmm.
You'd have
it'd
to
be funny, like the guy who's like a cuck and like... He's like, his wife's giving birth, and it's obviously someone else's kid, but the kid just, like, slides out immediately. He's just never in labor. He's like, oh, yeah, I guess that's what's how it's supposed to happen. His wife's so loose. She's like, oh, my God, oh, he's here.
The kid walks out upright.
Yeah.
But I think, to go back to my shitting theory, which I think, you know, we should spend some time on, I think you would have to hold in a shit for a while. Has that ever happened to you where you're holding in a shit and you let out little air farts, just a little, letting the air out over a couple hours, let's say, and then finally, when you get back home, it's like there's like a shit disc blocking your tract, and then it just like, you just really fart loud as hell, and it just like... really rockets out of your ass.
It's like a potato cannon.
Yes, exactly. Yes, builds up pressure. Thank you, Jake. Jake knows what I'm talking about, Nick. You've never experienced this?
No.
That happens when I drink like 19 Miller High Lifes.
Yeah, it's usually shit. It's usually beer shits or like...
Oh, you know what? Yeah, I do know what you're talking about.
Yeah, thank you, man. I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
It's real.
So those guys could probably score pretty good,
I'm thinking. It's real, Scully.
Yeah, these guys drink Miller Lite all night.
Yeah, the diet would be very important in this sport.
Man, I was thinking about drinking again.
You said this like... Yeah, Nick, ruin your life.
We'll see what the
heart doctor says. I gotta go tomorrow.
If I had to guess, the heart doctor would be like, yeah, relapse. That'll help your heart.
Yeah.
No, I mean, if it's like...
I'm prescribing you 16 Pabst Blue Ribbons. And Crown Fried Chicken as a supplement.
Yeah, I mean, I think that might happen. You don't know.
You're right. Technically, I do not know. I will give you that.
No, you were a fun drunk, but you were a fucking maniac.
Yeah.
Kept getting into like fights with angry mobs.
Yeah,
and
I don't
want
to have to fight people, dude.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I mean,
I
won't start drinking again.
Yeah.
I'm not drinking again. No more, but fuck, I have nothing now.
Yeah.
That's why I got to get on this heart. I want this fucking heart medicine so I can just start drinking coffee again.
You miss coffee, huh?
Yeah, I just fucking want a cup of goddamn coffee.
You've had no Joe?
I've had no caffeine at all, and it's like had a nominal effect. I mean, it's like, you know, my blood pressure is down, but it's still high.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's happening with your ticker, man?
It's like I have like insanely high blood pressure.
He's got the
podcasting too much?
No, I don't know.
The medical term is gay bitch ass little heart.
Uh-huh, yes.
Gay coward's little bitch ass heart.
I'm doing
because severe gay bitch ass coward's heart. Type 2.
I'm doing a documentary where I go around the country eating at every Wahlburgers until my heart explodes. It's called Heart of Markness.
Yes.
Oh, that's
fucking awesome, dude.
We're out here doing steroids. Yeah.
Yeah,
we're doing steroids for retarded kids out here in Boston, at the Boston Plaza.
Dude, that would be, if the doctor's like, you have 6 months to live, that's how you need to spend it, dude.
Yeah.
Trying to get Mark to notice you, dude.
Yeah. I hope that's not what it is. I mean, I'm sure it's not.
It's not. You're going to be fine.
I just got to get on blood pressure medication. I don't know.
What's
beta blockers or something?
They keep
Adam at a distance.
Yeah, I was going to say, we can't do the podcast.
Maybe the problem is just having to be around Adam. Yeah. I'm allergic to his fucking bullshit.
Yeah. That would be so... Dude, check your blood pressure now. It's like just zero. It's just so fine.
I made something out of my Moji Mudu cookbook the other day. I was cooking dinner for my wife. My wife. It's cute that I call her that. from the Muji Moo Moo cookbook.
Fucking bitch. Adam is gay.
That is true. Cook dinner for a woman. Let them eat cum. You know what I'm saying? Give her the old Marie Antoinette. Marie Antoinette.
Oh, yes. Let them eat cum. Marie Antoinette. Yeah. There we go, baby.
I'm trying to Queen of France, bitch. You know what I'm saying? Let that bitch eat nut.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Marie.
Yeah. I'm trying to head off with a guillotine.
I'm trying to everybody's meet some guillotines, you know what I'm saying? 14, 15 years old. Yeah, you could say I'm gay for tweens. I'm gay. I'm gay?
I'm gay.
Excuse me, but I'm gay?
I'm gay for tweens.
I'm gay. Thank you.
thanks.
Do you have any... Is this a Jamba Juice? Oh, it is. Okay, well, I'm gay. So do you have any juices for gays?
We should do a queer eye, but we pretend to be gay, and it's so obvious and offensive, and we just have no good advice.
Yeah. Damn, dude, I love sucking cock and putting up shelves.
We're fucking.
I'm so fucking gay.
Yeah, it's like, what is it called? Queer Eye? This gay house. Bob Vila.
He's building a glory.
Being
ball.
A hell guy. Yeah.
He's just putting holes in every wall.
It's the same show, but there's a glory hole everywhere.
Yeah, this is a very nice feature. I like
every once in a while, some guy puts his cock through, but he's still just talking about building shit. Yeah.
John, come this over here. Why don't you go ahead
like
and show him how it works?
Yeah.
This is beautiful feature on the pine. You can see they put the hole where the knot used to be. And it accommodates all different sizes of cocks, but it still allows a limited amount of clearance so you can't identify who's on the other side of the wall based on the balls, which is a very important feature in glory hole. You know, and this is, look at this trim here. This is ornate molding taken directly from an armoire we got. It was part of a collection of 1700s pieces by the world's first gay man. A lot of people don't know that, but it was invented in England. By Saint Bernard Suquois.
That's where the glory
a French
comes
noble.
From.
Yeah. Well, he was a Frenchman. He came over from Calais, and he was living. He was living in London, and he was woodworking and sucking cock.
Oh, so the first gay guy was also a gay carpenter.
Yeah, well, it's still this.
Jesus
it's still
was a gay carpenter.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, that's true.
Created that the is first the first gay
he was
guy.
Black. He was gay. He was a carpenter. He's retarded.
He had Down syndrome.
Yeah. Immaculate cruelty.
People were like, this man is getting drunk off water. He's like, oh, well, where am I? They're like, it's a miracle.
Yeah,
like he brought that bird back to life. Like, no, he just let go of it. He's suffocating that bird. Yeah. It's like, Joseph's like, that's not my fucking kid. I don't know what happened here, but that's not looks Chinese.
Hell yeah, dude. Mary secretly fucked a retarded guy one night. Said it was an angel.
Mm. Well, it's like that song, What If God Was One of Us, Just a Stranger on the Bus? It's like, who rides the bus? You know?
So true.
They love riding the bus.
Yeah, they do.
Mm-hmm. Another day, another dollar.
They do. On purpose.
Yeah.
It's a hobby.
Mm-hmm.
Elevators.
Yeah.
We all know the stuff they love.
Yeah, there used to be this retarded guy that would ride the bus. This big, he looked like exactly like Mike Lawrence.
Hell yeah, he sure wasn't Mike Lawrence. Yeah. Was he talking about comic books?
These big glasses, and you would always see him on the bus. He just had this deranged look in his face with these big, stupid glasses looking like Mike Lawrence. And my friend James sat next to him one time, and he just looks at him and goes, excuse me! Like made James get
just
up.
For sitting next to
just
him.
Just for sitting next to him. Excuse me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You retarded well kids up. At your school growing up?
Yeah.
I had tons of retarded kids.
Yeah, nice. Yeah.
You grew up in Texas?
Yeah.
Nice.
Mm. There's this guy who would scream whenever I sneezed.
Oh, that's, and they're all on death row now.
Yeah.
There's this guy that
the
looks
special
like Harry
ed
Potter.
To prison
there was,
pipeline there was a, in Texas.
There was a retarded kid named Jose. I was so mean to him. When I was a little kid. I feel
his
bad
name
about
was Jose.
His name was Jose. He was a retarded kid named Jose. And he was obsessed with Thomas the Tank Engine. And you would say to him, you would go to him, you go, "No way, Jose." And he'd go, "No."
Oh, and he'd start
crying. Yeah, you'd say, "No
I mean,
way.
How do you not do that as a little kid?
I just could not resist saying, "No way, Jose," to that retarded kid. Like, "What do you mean, no way?" Yeah.
There was this kid named
Trent. You could also go up to him and be like, "Jose, boo." And he would get really scared.
Oh, my God.
They're like triggers.
There was this kid named Trenton that was kind of, he was retarded and he was kind of hood. Like, he kind of dressed
hell
like
yeah.
Fubu and shit.
Hell yes.
And he would be smoking blunts like under a bridge right near where I grew
up.
And
fucked up by us.
He'd roll
fetal
up.
Alcohol syndrome. us by us.
Fasubu.
Yeah. This shit fast. I got my fast Subu sweatpants. Fetal alcohol syndrome. Us by us. Oh, that's stupid.
Yeah, the fat Albert shirt. And yeah, shit. He would pass him the
gay
blunt.
gay. I'm gay Albert. That's a fuck
yeah. Gay
bum,
Albert.
Bum 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 bum.
Oh, that was Cosby.
Oh yeah,
that's weird.
Free Bill Cosby. Hey, can you believe it, guys? Another black man railroaded by the criminal justice system.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
Mm-hmm. Let's just pour one out for
him.
I still don't believe. Did you go to a Black Lives Matter rally with a fucking Cosby sign? It's like, Bill Cosby, Michael Brown. Yeah. Eric Garner and Bill Cosby, too.
Just yeah. Sneaking them in every, like, seven guys.
OJ, also.
Yeah, good thing he is going to go to jail, though. That's pretty fucking... Anyway, what's going on?
I don't understand the point of putting a 97-year-old man in prison.
Let him fucking die in jail. He raped, like, 50 people that we know of.
Yeah, I know, but it's like...
Yeah, fuck him. He should have to...
Sure, it's not a question, but it's like, what... It's such a... It doesn't do... Like, he's just going to, be in jail for 6 months?
Yeah, why not?
He's going to die soon?
Yeah, probably. Yeah, because why would he live? It sucks. Mm-hmm. He's got to be in jail and shit.
Yeah.
I mean, he's got a comfy ass life.
You ever
now.
See how they spell jail in Australia?
Yeah.
It's like G-A-O-L.
What?
Yeah, jail.
It's like the medieval spelling.
Whoa, that's fucked up.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
When did people start going to Australia? When did they start sending criminals over there?
1970s.
Really?
Yeah, Jim Jefferies was the first. He founded it.
What was it, like the 1800s maybe? You know, the Pope was like fucking... I listened to some shit on Fresh Air because I fuck with my girl Terry Gross. Uh-huh. And they just did a thing about the Pope, like how much... Like, Italy wasn't even a fucking country until like the late 1800s. And the Pope had like power over Italy in like the mid 1800s.
Yeah.
And he was like fucking... He had an army and shit. And he like... There was Jewish ghettos that the Pope put Jews in. It was fucking wild, dude. In the 1800s. I thought that was like some 1400 shit.
Yeah.
The Pope was powerful as hell until then.
History is
weird. The Pope
weird,
is still
dude.
Powerful, dude.
Not really.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. He can really? Move shit with his mind.
If the Pope wants you,
he can molest children with his mind.
If the Pope wants you killed, God. You're going to die, dude.
What, are you serious?
Yeah, the Pope has people killed.
Should I take that back, what I just said?
You should, dude. You can criticize the Pope on
fuck.
My show.
But the new Pope's cool. Sorry, man.
How dare you, dude? You know this is a Catholic show.
Which actually kind of makes sense why people were so anti-Catholic. Like, I didn't realize the Pope actually had power that late in history.
Yeah.
Like, when I heard, like, when people were, like, anti-JFK because he was Catholic.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, yeah, I mean, 70 years ago, the Pope had like an army and shit. I kind of get what where they were coming
from. It's weird
from.
That there's just this yeah. like game.
Well, he
of
still
Thrones
has those clowns. He has those clown swordsmen.
Yeah, those are pretty cool swordsmen. Yeah,
the Pope's army.
He used to live in like a big ass palace in Rome. Do you know that shit?
The Papal Vatican, guards.
The Vatican was like just some shit he had to flee to when Italy. A bunch of wops took over Italy.
Are you going down like a podcast wormhole right now and learning a bunch of shit?
Yeah. No, well, I was on a long ass drive.
This
is,
I mean, recognize that's still, like, this. The funniest. Oh, that's badass.
Yeah, this the Swiss see. Guards. That's the Pope's army. That's how they dress.
Those weird fucking horse hats.
Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Well, what happened, Jake, was that I was on a long drive. I was on the road, and I ran out of all the sports podcasts and the Bodega Boys.
Yeah.
And so I was like. All right, I'll fucking learn some shit, I guess.
No, I know exactly what's going on in your head because I work as a fucking bike messenger and I'll listen to like some dumb like hardcore history or some shit. Yeah, and then, it's all loaded up in your brain. The next conversation you have is someone's like, did you watch it?
You're listening to Dan Collins' Toddcore History.
Jesus, actually, Matana. Yeah, that's where Nick just listened to that one.
Dan Collin.
Here with Toddcore History.
Yeah, shouts out to Terry, though. That's my girl.
Yeah.
I love Fresh Air.
Yeah.
Because it's informative, but not like you don't have to really think that hard. It's she knows what the fuck she's doing. You know what I'm saying?
More like
Hardcore History.
Terry Gross Pussy.
I think we literally made that joke 3 weeks ago.
Probably every day of her life.
Hey, Harry Gross Pussy.
Oh, yeah. Harry Gross Pussy.
She's just at home, like, ripping all of her pubes out with duct tape. Because her mom won't let her get a pussy razor. Not until you're older, Terry. But Mom, everyone makes fun of my hairy pussy at school. Well, then stop showing it to them then. No! No, I won't! Everyone has to see my pussy. That's her story.
Really? I didn't know that. See, she always interviews other people.
For another episode of Toddcore History. The moon landing. A lot of people don't know this, but the moon is a circle and not a square. As commonly thought.
there was a girl we grew up with who was a touch special. I don't know if she was full blown, whatever. But she was like trying to make conversation, and she was like, "Who are you guys talking about? Are you guys talking about Mike? Does he have brown hair? Oh, he was." And she was like saying facts that she knew just to like fill up the conversation. She was like, "He has brown hair. Was his cousin Jim? Was he 16 before he was 17? And then I was like, yes. as if that's like a trait that only some people have.
Damn, that bitch travels time.
Oh, fuck. Maybe she's a time traveler.
Did you fuck with the show Ghost Rider as a kid? Did you like that show?
Ghost Rider. Yes,
I loved that show.
I liked it, but I didn't understand it. It fucked my head up.
What do you mean you didn't understand
it? I watched it a lot, and I didn't retain much of it.
it was really heavy.
It was like a ghost, right?
It's so straightforward. It's four kids that are friends with a ghost.
I just don't remember what happened in it, you know? So I chalked that up to not understanding it as a kid.
I used to watch Barney, but I couldn't put it together. It was like, what is this? This is like Lost. Gotta go online and fucking
the diagrams.
Yeah, it's like a David Lynch endeavor.
No, there was there's like a Ghost Rider. I think it was a two-parter episode where they go back to the 30s.
Whoa, yeah. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, because then the ghost is dead, and there's like something about time passing.
Wait, Germany.
The ghost was still dead. Well, the 30s?
No, I don't know if Ghost Rider was the ghost that they were remembering, but like something, I don't know.
Oh, they found an older ghost.
Yeah, I don't know if there's...
Look who doesn't fucking get it now, dude.
It's not that I don't
look
get
who
it.
Doesn't understand I, that's Ghost not Rider. How
I don't remember the plot of the episode.
Yeah.
The thing my.
30 years ago.
Tables have turned.
You don't understand tables or how they turn?
I actually don't necessarily understand that expression.
That expression is like... when someone like you literally rotates a table to eat their guests' food after they've eaten their own dinner.
That sounds pretty good.
You eat all your food and the other person just
mechanical...
barely started, and you rotate the table and you go, "Well, look how the tables have turned." And then you just start shoving sausage links in your mouth.
I'm having a mechanical table installed now. Just for that. I press a button.
Yeah.
It's like for a disabled person. Like one of those chairs that goes up the stairs.
Just like a cake mama, like cake assembly table.
Oh, fuck.
Those were the best. Was that like a Mario Party minigame where you had to assemble the burgers or whatever?
Yeah, that game rules, man.
Dude, Mario Party is the best.
Especially for getting fucked up to the point where you're like retarded enough to enjoy a game that's for like idiots and children.
Yeah.
They basically
were just like...
that one night in Austin, we were playing Mario Party, and then I just woke up in a backyard somewhere. I was like, I was at my apartment.
Did I win? I was Wario, right?
You went down a tunnel, dude.
I saw Chris the next day. I was like, what happened? He's like, oh, yeah, you pulled your pants down and then ran away.
Yeah, dude. Remember that time you just walked in the door and everyone's like, where have you been? You just went angry mob and then walked to your fucking
Yeah, I got beat up outside.
Beat up and making fun of Sugar Ray.
Oh, that was a Sugar Ray night?
No, this is a different night.
Yeah, man. God damn.
Yeah, I had like scrapes all over my head.
Let's move back to Austin and fight everyone.
Yeah. It does seem like a fun place.
It is a fun place.
Yeah, it's a dumb place.
It's a fun place when you're like, because I mean, if you spend too much time in Austin, you turn into Blake.
Right.
But Blake kind of moved to Austin already as one of those guys.
Yeah, right.
Like, you can't, that shit you up can't here. Keep living like a fucking 21-year-old for the rest of your life. I mean, I'm sure it's nice, but then you get into your mid-40s and you're just like some Austin bar guy that's like,
right.
Yeah, we're going to go float the river again. You know, and it's like, is that living?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, you can do all that shit. I just don't understand
how
you do it.
No, move to New York and become a fucking cocaine millionaire. This is a much better life than being some fucking Texas burnout.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying you can people do that, but like I don't understand how they don't have this huge existential hole, you know?
Yeah.
They're just like, maybe. I'm going to be 50 and fucking working at the Alamo Draft House or
something. Right, yeah. Exactly.
Maybe they're just content with themselves, you know? Maybe they didn't have abusive or shitty childhoods, and they're like, yeah, I'm a fucking idiot.
No, those people are depressed. Dude.
Yeah,
you're probably
right. Yeah, especially the ones that moved to Austin to do something.
Yeah, that's true, because you're right. No one just moves to Austin just to fucking
if you wanted
that.
To be like a musician or some shit, and you know, now you're just a fucking bartender, and you work on E6, and you're like part of that E6 crew, and, you know.
Hell yeah.
What do they do? Just they all just like... eventually date each other.
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah, me and me and Jamie are actually dating now. It's like, oh, I guess, yeah, you guys have fucked everyone else you know.
It is weird. It becomes like a high school. Because if you like, there's like groups in like high school or growing up where everyone just takes turns fucking dating. And it just becomes camp for adults.
Yeah.
Which actually does sound kind of nice, you know?
Yeah. I mean, that is what Austin is. It's a fucking daycare center for alcoholics.
Hell yeah.
So what's the problem with it?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, I'm like going to try to do some shit here in New York, probably kill myself in like 5 years or possibly just completely move, you know, move to like a place like that and just like...
I don't know. I mean, I don't know.
It's a good place
New York's, New York's been very good to me. So I can't imagine ever wanting to leave New York. But if like things had gone different, I mean,
I'm just fucking around.
Yeah.
That's like an exit plan for life.
Yeah.
You know, if I was like give up on everything, I'd move there like New Orleans or something.
I mean,
New
Orleans is a place to do
New
that
Orleans,
shit.
Yeah. I mean, I got very lucky, but I don't understand. Like, I don't know myself well enough to know like if I had moved to New York and like... just wound up as like a Brooklyn dog walker, you know, doing the fucking, you do mics and you get your like two or three spots a month at like a real club, if that, and then you just continue doing this to no end. I don't, because I mean, I've been doing comedy 13 years and like I have things going on, but it's still like, I don't want to fucking do this shit anymore. I still have that feeling.
It's dumb as hell.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What I would do is just sell boy pussy online.
What I'm saying is, I could possibly see myself moving back to Austin if I was like in a desperate situation here.
I would,
but then I would get there and immediately be depressed that I had like.
You
failed
should move overseas.
That'd be the worst day of your fucking life.
Yeah,
just moving back into the sandstone apartments.
Moving back into sandstone and being a sandstone guy again.
Yeah,
that's the thing. That's like I knew New York was going well is I would go back to Austin and it did nothing for me. I did Moon Tower like 2 years ago. And it was like almost like a burden to be in Austin.
Yeah.
It's fucking boring. You know, there's nothing I care for there anymore.
Yeah. No, the exit strategy obviously, Thailand. Go to Thailand or something.
For me, Actually, yes. That's like that.
Serious.
That's what I would do. Yeah.
I would live in China.
I would live
shit.
In some fucked
Japan.
Up place. Yeah, way far away. I could
go native.
Like the end of Silence of the Lambs. Just disappear in some fucking.
I'm having an old
place.
Friend for dinner. And it's like Chris Chan getting off a plane. I'm like rubbing my dick. Get my dick hard. Goodbye, Clarice. I'm here for the BJs.
Is that what happens in Silence of the Lambs? He leaves?
Yeah, well, he eats Anthony Heald.
Who's Anthony Heald?
The doctor from...
He eats Andy Heald.
I haven't seen the movie.
You haven't seen Silence of the Lambs?
No, I have not.
It's first of all, it's probably the best
it's
like
not
thriller.
About Greek food.
It's probably the best thriller. I know people are going to have a problem with me saying that, but... I can rewatch Silence of the Lambs like probably every single fucking day. That is like... It's like the perfect thriller.
Nice.
He's
not in that long, right? Or some shit?
Who?
Anthony Hopkins?
No, he's in the entire movie.
I thought he's in it for like 20 minutes or
something. His face is on the cover of the movie.
Yeah. I know, but I thought I thought he like...
This film, are there lambs?
I thought that's what was so good about his acting, was that he was barely in it and he was that good. Are there lambs?
I mean, maybe he's not... Maybe he's not like... I mean, he's not in it as much as fucking... what's her name? Starling or... What's the...
Jodie Foster.
Yeah, but I mean, he's definitely like... As a supporting role, like
prominently
featured in the movie, to say that Anthony Hopkins is barely in Silence.
I think he's not in it that much for someone starring in a movie is my point.
He's
not
a supporting cast.
All right. Well, that's
He's in it. He's in it probably as much as Ken Levine or what's his
Buffalo
name?
Buffalo Bill.
Yeah, yeah, Buffalo Bill.
Nice.
You don't know what pain is.
That's such a great line.
Maybe I'll watch it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's I hear good things, man.
Yeah.
I hear good things about Silence of the Lambs.
You should check it out. You should check it out for sure.
Yeah, dude.
What else the fuck happened? Oh, did you guys see Michelle Wolf?
No.
Yeah.
The Correspondent. It was awesome.
Yeah, it was the only time I've ever really liked the Correspondent.
She racked them up, dude.
Yeah,
she did great.
It was good.
Anyways.
Dennis Miller actually tweeted like I don't know. This woman is vile. I don't know much about her. I'm going to do some research and have some very mean jokes about her. And it's like, damn, Dennis Miller's going to get his ass eaten, dude.
Yeah.
Like, Dennis Miller has not even been paying it. It's just going to be great.
I'm going to pay Chris Chan to suck the president's dick. London.
And that's
Olympus.
How North Korea.
Yeah. Olympus is gutted.
Oh, maybe that's what it was.
Mr. President, you're going to want to see this. It's a video of you getting your dick sucked by Chris Chan. What if that's what they had instead of the P tape? It's a video of Trump getting his dick sucked by Chris Chan for Lego money.
Oh, fuck, dude.
That's got to be the worst blowjob in the world, too.
Maybe.
Imagine how fucking bad he
is
at sucking dick.
Maybe she's good at sucking dick.
No,
he's got,
no way.
Hair on his pubes.
No way is fucking Chris Chan good at sucking cock.
Right. You're right.
It's got to be the toothiest, like
truly a very ugly.
Not understanding person. That it's supposed to be like an up and down motion, just like a side to side action on.
But
blah blah blah. He's never had sex. He doesn't know how it works. You've seen the video of him. My favorite Chris Chan video is the one where he's had this series of like
a picture.
The reason he's gay is because of these 13-year-old boys that have like girl voices like call him up on the phone and pretend to be women to like trick him into humiliating himself.
God damn it. What a what a horrible life. Like on both sides.
I know.
You're making a grown man horny.
Yeah,
a grown retarded man is beating off to you and you're a child.
I love this world, dude. That's the kind of shit that makes me feel okay, you know?
That is a real problem,
there's
Nick.
There's a place for people like me in this world.
It's the worst
online.
Part of the world.
Anyways, so these kids call him up, and he had this one. He was this girl Ivy that thought he was dating on the internet.
Oh,
and
God.
So he makes this video in his bathroom, and he's completely nude, and he goes, "Ivy, may I have this dance?" And then he's pretending to dance.
Oh,
there's no one there, so he's just slow dancing. But he walks into the frame, and his like just disgusting ass, you know, as he goes towards the shower stall. And he gets in the shower stall and it's like tiny fucked up dick or whatever. It's like stupid body. And the bathroom is disgusting. There's just like grime everywhere. And it looks like Resident Evil. You know?
Dude, a chill just went down my spine.
And so he's like pretending to dance and then he goes to spin the imaginary girl and loses his balance.
No. No. Yeah. And he posted it?
Yeah, he posted it. Let me see if I can find the video. Oh, my God, dude. It's
That does sound really funny and horrific at the same time.
He drops the invisible woman.
I'm so glad I didn't have access to the internet until, like, 7 years ago.
Yeah, dude, kids today are fucked.
Yeah, I mean, Nick is fucked. Like, even, like, people, all my friends that were, like, early internet bros, there's a part of them that's, like, a little too fucked up, I think. Were you a big internet guy, Jake?
I don't know if I was as heavy into the weird like.
When did you get internet as a kid?
I was like 13 or something.
The video of him eating his own cum.
No man.
Yeah, yeah. He puts the image like cum because he was for a while he was eating his own cum.
Yeah. That's the for us, by us.
Yeah. Oh, fuck, dude, no.
Yeah, that's a real fast Subu.
It's true for Subu. Jesus Christ.
Anyways, yeah. He was eating his own cum for a while because he thought it, like, I don't know. He's like, it's like you're not supposed to nut properties? Or something. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, it's like, so it's like
oh, great. They got a transcript. He's in his green bathrobe. This is for my sweetest Ivy's only. Ivy's eyes only. Chris holds up a small disposable cup made of clear plastic. A thick white liquid rests in a thin layer along the bottom. Here's some of my cum. I just masterboarded out.
He points.
Yeah, he says things wrong. Okay. He points at his own semen in the cup and brings it even closer to the camera. Dude. About to that much. That's usually a lot. Chris holds a can of Fanta orange soda near the camera. He wears his Amnifest ring on his hand. Couldn't find any chocolate syrup, but I have some orange soda.
What the fuck? What?
Yeah.
Why do you need chocolate syrup?
Well, bottoms up. And then
No, dude. Yeah.
It's him drinking his own cum.
Fuck. That sucks so much, dick. That is horrible.
He's doing like a shot. Like he's at fucking Hooters.
It is fucked up that is just accessible.
Yeah. No, here's the video of him dancing in the shot.
I would like to watch that.
I'm trying to find it. Shot. I just see screen caps. For whatever reason, they only have the audio of the...
Oh, fuck.
The original ones were on slut load. Oh, here we go.
Slug load?
Slut load.
A slut load. Pornography site?
Yeah.
A pornographic site.
Play video.
I'd like to beat off to pornography.
Let's see if I can get the audio.
I am gay.
Nice.
I only beat off to
gay.
I'm a homosexual. Oh, God. That is fucking...
May I have this dance?
Oh, no,
that looks like
dude.
The bathroom from Saw.
Yeah, it really does. No, no, his little dick is fucking weird dick. It's little and long. I don't get it. No. It's
ballroom dancing in a bathtub,
dude.
Oh, fuck.
That he looks like Eldis, actually. Like, if you told me that's Eldis's body, I wouldn't be shocked. Good lord. Is this... Did he shave his little pubes? What's going on here? Is he stopping? Is he kissing?
I'm waiting for the part where he loses his balance.
he's pretending to kiss.
Oh, he's trying to kiss her. Oh! The close-up on his cock is brutal. Yeah.
I don't know. That video is so funny. This is how fucked up the shower is.
Where the balance? Where he didn't fall?
It's when he hits the shower curtain.
You make yourself an invisible woman in your imagination. You could do anything with, and then you're like ballroom dancing.
This set of pictures showing Chris where. Oh yeah. Well, his nudes that first came out were so funny because he would take flaccid pictures of his penis, which is just like, they look like medical photos.
Yeah.
I mean, like, even if you got a fucking small cock like that, you still like
pump it up,
get it hard, figure out an angle,
the
or
lighting,
you do something
key.
You know, right? Women know how to put on makeup, figure out how to take a better dick pic with
I contour
dick.
My dick.
Yeah. You know, so it's up close these fucking terrible pictures, but then also just pictures of his ass. He thinks that's what women want to see is a man's ass.
Yeah. Salute to a real one.
You know, whenever a new iPhone comes out, they make a billboard that's like taken with the iPhone X.
Yeah.
A man's ass. Like, wow, you can see his pores.
Yeah, taking pictures of his bent dick in fucking portrait mode. Those new iPhone X ads make everybody look like an asshole, though, because it's like it's a selfie, but it looks like a headshot, and it's like taken on the iPhone X. It's like, why are you taking pictures like that of yourself?
Yeah.
You know?
Are you trying to make yourself look like you're in a
for the bitches?
You're supposed to take shirtless pictures of your muscles.
Yeah, to send, a game
send them
man.
To people you thought you could trust. That's what you do with iPhone 10. Not these backstabbers. these random backstabbers who I haven't interacted with for more than 5 minutes.
I can't wait till the Skype screen caps start coming in.
Oh, man. Oh, yeah. It's me ballroom dancing in the shower. Hello, Richard. May I have this dance?
Oh, fuck. We should have said earlier.
Oh, yeah. The Baltimore show has been postponed because we don't want to have to, like, try and sell out a huge
venue. Bigger venue than we realized.
Yeah. The capacity is like 470. So we want to sell out that show. So we're probably going to do, I think you pitched me June 2nd as one of the possible dates. That seems like a good Sunday. So we might do that. That'll give us a month and a half. I got to actually get back to him today to do that.
Yeah.
And then, we'll pull the trigger on that. But I think we're done here.
Nice.
Yeah.
It was a fun one, boys.
Yeah, it was fun. So thanks, Jake, for coming on.
Funny Moms on the 14th of May. And I don't think we have anything else to plug, right? Are we doing? No, we don't have. Yeah, so again, the live show is not happening in Baltimore this weekend.
You mind if I plug some shit real quick?
Of course. Yeah.
I'm going on tour with Mishka Shubali. I'm going to.
Is that how he says his name now? He changed it.
Suck Ballsy.
Was it Shubali?
Yeah, wasn't it always Shubali?
Mishka Sucks Ballsy.
He made it even more Russian.
I think I've been mispronouncing his name to his face for like years then. I don't give a shit, Mishka. I don't think he listens to this, so
what? Mishka doesn't listen to Cumtown? I'm heartbroken.
We're going to Morgantown, West Virginia, Detroit, Fort Wayne, Chicago, Madison, Ogawaville, Illinois, where the fuck that is, Kansas City, Hutchinson, Kansas. Then I'm doing a week in Denver. We're doing a bunch of house shows and
hell
shit
yeah.
And bars. And
all
stuff
the
like
towns
that.
Where people were sexually abused by their fathers.
Well, that's why we're going. We're going on a tour to, And listen to my podcast, Pod Damn America, Mr. Cleo, and I'm on Twitter. All
Pod
shit.
Save America with John Lovitch.
That's it.
Thanks, okay. Bros.
All right, goodbye, everybody. Oh.
What?
I thought I had something to plug, but.
Do you not? Are you
Fuck. No.
What do you got? Nothing?
I thought I had something. I guess I don't.
Yeah, I feel like
I
got to
book something. Hey, how about this? Yeah. If you book a venue that's anywhere within driving distance from New York and you want to book me for... let's say a two show one nighter, somewhere along like 100 capacity, anytime in the next month and a half. Yeah, I could do better than 100, but two
You're
shows
trying to work
split
on
it.
Yeah.
Let's
so book
do that.
Me for that. And not
book
Nick.
No, book me
book
for that.
Me?
I'm trying to get back out on the road. It's
book
good for
me.
My blood
so
pressure.
Am I?
I need to, you know. I love seeing you guys. You know, I love chatting with you, hanging out after the show, meeting just really meeting
the
people
the
that make
greets.
All this possible. Because that's me and Amanda Palmer. We love going and meeting all of our beautiful patrons. You know, the people that really just fucking get it.
Oh yeah.
You know, that fucking get what we're doing. Mm-hmm. Dude, that video of like. That Amanda Palmer event where there's that like gay trans southern guy that's like, well, I got into Amanda because my daughter really wanted to see Amanda at Tipitina's when she came through a couple years ago, but she was too young to go, and then my daughter passed away. So
oh, fuck. Like, Jesus fucking Christ.
Yeah, dude, that video was hilarious. I mean, it was tragic, but what an interesting guy. What an interesting type of person to be. Just
agreed.
A weird southern gay trans man with a dead daughter that follows Amanda Palmer around.
Damn, R.I.P.
As a tribute.
I think that's maybe more about his daughter than Amanda Palmer.
Yeah. All right, well, it's been a fun one.
Bye, guys.
Bye.